Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it is 9:40 on this Tuesday morning, Tuesday, August 2nd, and August means football is back. It's going to be back soon. Training camp is on. Preseason is right around the corner. And there's an important book out just today that would be maybe a good primer for this football season. It's written by Jason Reed. He is a senior NFL writer for Anscape, the ESPN platform that explores the intersections of sports, race, and culture. The book is Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. It seems like a book that is long overdue.
Well, you know, it's something that I definitely was very interested in from the standpoint of looking at the NFL, professional sports, most successful and powerful league, and how this group of players who were among the most marginalized, black men who aspired to play the quarterback position, how they went from being the most marginalized to one of the most powerful groups in the NFL. Black quarterbacks have the two of them have the highest salaries ever in the league. There are many black superstar quarterbacks in the league. There are young rising black quarterbacks in the league. There's a pipeline coming from college. You know, the traditional football powerhouses, the Alabamas, the Ohio States, the USCs, they're led by black quarterbacks. Then we can go to the high school level and the youth football level. I mean, there's really never been a time, not just in the NFL, but in the history of football in this country, where we see black men, black teenagers, and black boys who are occupying this position and doing it at such an incredible level.
What changed? Was there any one thing that you point out or that you can see as sort of a watershed moment that changed how football considers black quarterbacks?
Money, the color green. Once the NFL, quite frankly, the NFL started to become this massive 800-pound gorilla that has dwarfed all the other sports in the country in terms of popularity, the money got so big that team owners and executives and coaches, you could no longer ignore anyone who could help you win because winning only brings more people in, puts butts in seats and the concessions and the parking and everything else. Yes, the league makes a lot of money from its TV contract, but the pressure to win is so great. And these owners, they all want to get that Vince Lombardi trophy. And if you're a general manager or a head coach, you know that if you don't win, you're not going to be around for very long. So in most cases, so you have to try to get talent. And talent at the quarterback position, there's nothing more important than in the NFL.
Do you think that today's up-and-coming black quarterbacks realize how recently black quarterbacks were a novelty in the NFL? There were not a lot of black quarterbacks until very recently. Do they realize that they are really sort of still blazing a trail?
Yeah, you know, it really wasn't until the late 1900s, early 1990s, when you would see multiple black quarterbacks starting for teams, and that's really at that point. I mean, in the 60s and the 70s, it's just not something that you saw. And so the group today, they realize that they stand on the shoulders of the pioneers, of the Marlon Briscoes, the James Shaq Harrises, Doug Williams. They get that those people blazed the trail, and they benefited from that trail that group blazed.
I got to ask you about Colin Kaepernick. How is history going to remember Colin Kaepernick as a civil rights crusader, as a quarterback, both? Obviously, he's not played in a number of years. He did get a workout and was not signed. Is football in the past for Colin?
Well, you know, I wrote several years ago for ESPN that I didn't think he was ever going to get back into the NFL. And no matter where you come down on the peaceful protest that Kaepernick decided to do to shine a light on systemic oppression and police brutality. And I know that the people come down on both sides of this, that they didn't like it, and other people who thought that, you know, it was really powerful and important. There is no, however, credible argument as to why he hasn't been in the NFL from a football standpoint. We can discuss how many teams he could have started for. We can discuss how many teams, you know, he could have been effective for. But there's no credible argument as to why he was just kept off of rosters completely, at least not from a football standpoint. Team owners were angry, however you want to phrase it, that Colin Kaepernick posed a threat to their business model. That because fans and corporate partners were angry about what he did, that he threatened the continued explosion of the game in terms of popularity and the game's finances. As we've seen, really nothing can stop the NFL, but that's the reason Colin Kaepernick is not in the league right now, because owners just were not happy about his form of protest.
Talking with Jason Reed, his new book is Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America. This is a book that comes out on the day that the lead sports story is Deshaun Watson's six-game suspension. Did Cleveland make a mistake in signing this player, or is he, after that six-game suspension, going to go on to do great things for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, listen, just from a football standpoint, Deshaun Watson is one of the best quarterbacks. I mean, let's separate the football discussion from the other discussion. The NFL wanted Deshaun Watson to be suspended for a year and also receive a hefty fine. But the disciplinary officer appointed by the league and the NFL Players Union looked at what she was presented with, listened to the arguments by the league and Deshaun Watson's people in the NFLPA, and determined that there was not enough evidence to warrant a year-long suspension. Now, under the NFL's personal conduct policy, you don't have to be convicted of anything or you don't even have to be charged with anything to receive a hefty disciplinary fine or suspension. But when we look at this situation and the 15-page ruling that Sue Robinson handed out, the two grand juries in Houston declined to indict Deshaun Watson. Many of the civil suits, I believe there are 24, and that were named Watson, and 30 that the Houston Texans, his former team, settled. Those were settled. And so as we look at this situation, are the optics good that he only got 6 months? I think no. Public opinion says it should have been much more. But Sue Robinson, who actually heard the arguments and looked at the case, did not determine that there was enough evidence to go more than 6 days. Now, the NFL can appeal the suspension, and, you know, we don't know what would happen on appeal, but I think it would be difficult for him to get more than 6 games based upon what Sue Robinson in the initial ruling ruled. But, you know, time will tell if the NFL does appeal, and we'll see what happens.
The NFL has really focused in on social and cultural issues as they impact black athletes in recent years. What is the upcoming NFL season and college season, for that matter, likely to look like? Are we going to see that continue to be the focus?
Well, you know, the league has changed its position on the Black Lives Matter movement a few years back, to where the commissioner, Roger Goodell, actually said Black Lives Matter, which was a very controversial thing. The league has partnered with players in funding social justice initiatives, and that's going to continue. I mean, I think the NFL is at a place where, because of the overwhelming number of African American players in the league, players identifying as black or African American make up about 59% of the league, that the league team owners, the commissioner's office, feels that this is a space that they have to stay in, and I think it is going to be a space they stay in for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, most likely. The book is Rise of the Black Quarterback, What It Means for America by Jason Reed. Jason, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.